The future of light rail is on the line today in Phoenix. During a special meeting this afternoon, the city council is expected to vote on a 5.5-mile extension south of downtown. But supporters say the vote could also impact other light rail projects down the road. KJZZ's Christina Estes has been covering this issue, and she joins me now. So, Christina, the latest debate has focused on the South Phoenix extension. How could a vote on that impact anything else?
Well, supporters of light rail say if Phoenix changes course, it will send a signal to Washington, D.C. that the community is not behind light rail and the city isn't able or willing to follow through on its commitments. And they say that could jeopardize future federal funding. Remember, the city council approved the South Central design back in 2014. And a year later, voters approved Prop 104, which helps fund transit projects, including South Central Light Rail. More than half of light rail funding, it's about 60%, comes from the federal government. And the federal government has said to Valley Metro officials, we don't want you submitting any more paperwork until the city council has acted specifically on the two-lane versus four-lane debate.
Yeah, so let's recap that debate. How many lanes on Central? The current design would reduce Central Avenue south of downtown to Baseline Road to two lanes for vehicle traffic. That's one lane in each direction. Is that right?
That's right. Several months ago, some business owners and residents formed a group called Four Lanes or No Train. They said they wanted to keep four lanes for cars because their businesses depend on that traffic. Without four lanes, they predict their businesses will fail. As the protest picked up steam, some light rail critics sort of changed their message from four lanes or no train to no train at all. Instead, they want more buses and they want to see money spent on things like sidewalks and better lighting.
But Christina, Valley Metro is asking the council today to keep the two-lane design. Why is that?
For several reasons. Valley Metro says the two-lane design would allow for dedicated bike lanes and bus pullouts, which would not happen in a four-lane design. The two-lane design would also bring more left turn lanes and more landscaping and trees. But really the most pressing reason is financial. If Valley Metro has to redesign the South Central extension to make it four lanes, it's estimated to cost an extra $7 million and take 4 months or more. And that's a big problem, according to Valley Metro CEO Scott Smith, because there's a November deadline to enter the engineering phase of the project. In a report to the city council, Scott wrote that any change in the design at this stage will delay the application, and delays, he says, will significantly increase the risk of the project not receiving federal funding.
So if the council approves the two-lane design for the second time now, would that be the end of the debate?
Not necessarily. Opponents recently filed paperwork to get the light rail funding issue before voters. To do so, they'll need to collect more than 20,000 signatures over the next 6 months.
All right. Certainly plenty there to keep our eyes on down the road. That's KJZZ's Christina Estes. Christina, thank you.
You're welcome.